Hey guys, it's your friendly Astro Dude, Marcus Barrington. So the episode that you're about to listen to is actually the full episode for next week, the week of April 1st. But in about the middle of the episode, I went off on one of my unscripted tantrums, rants, whatever you want to call it. And I've decided to release the episode a bit early because I think it's a good message for us all, including myself, to hear. I also have been hearing from a lot of you out there lately about the struggles you've been facing, and I figured perhaps getting an advance notice of what's to come might be helpful. The week of April 1st is going to see some pretty wild energy rolling in. We have a conjunction between Venus and Neptune, which is wild by itself, but believe it or not, it's not even the biggest one we have, because the Sun will conjunct the North Node of Fate the following day. That's massive, and also happening while Mercury is in retrograde, which happens on April 1st. And this is all happening right before the North Node eclipse, which takes place on April 8th. To say that the week of April 1st is going to be a big deal would be the understatement of the year. And with Mercury retrograde bringing back the past, well, let's just say all bets are off the week of April 1st, and really anything can happen. It's such a big week that I felt compelled to release the episode early so we can all get prepared, because our worlds could be turned upside down in the best of ways, but also in the most nerve-wracking of ways. However this is going to hit for you is really going to depend on where those planets are within your birth charts. So all that said, without further ado, here are the astrological aspects for the week of April 1st. Good morning, my little lurvers. Today is Monday, April 1st, and these are the astrological aspects for the entire week ahead. Welp, we remain in destined times, and with the first eclipse now past, but we are still within its influence, we enter this week feeling the vibes of the second eclipse, which will arrive on April 8th. But all that said, my loves, destiny is currently on the table at this time, and I get a feeling many of us out there are dealing with some very big and very unexpected twists and turns of fate as old stories become new again, current stories take a much different turn, and new stories are arriving at this time. So my loves, let's jump into it and see what the week has in store for us. All right, kids, we're starting the week off with a bang as Mercury, the ruler of communication, contracts, technology, travel, and more, is stationing to go retrograde in Aries. So my loves, cue the past. Past lovers, past stories, past work things, you name it, the past is back. Also, notably that this is happening during eclipse season and still within the influence of the South Node eclipse, which also loves to bring the past back. Old stories could suddenly find a place within your current stories as knocks at the door or from the past door seem to get louder and louder. This is going to be a pretty emotional retrograde, guys, as well as we will be called upon to do or face some deep issues, situations, or people we once held very close. Also, my loves, anything that recently happened will now be back up for review, as Mercury will be moving backwards over the same degrees in Aries that he recently went over. That's why he brings up the past. But others of you will see far-reaching past stories back up for you at this time. If there was a person or situation that you wanted another go with, Mercury will send them knocking at your door soon enough. I get a feeling, guys, that some of you will see past lovers arriving at this time as well. I also get a feeling that past romances could be sparked again. But it's not just the past lovers, guys. All past stories are back up on the table starting April 1st and going until April 24th, when Mercury will station in Aries to go direct. Now, I also get a feeling that since we are in the eclipse season, Mercury stationing backwards will bring that March 25th eclipse story back up for us. So think back to anything that was going on around that time, because chances are it's going to be back up for you now. Practical use in this, guys. As I said, this is going to be a particularly emotional Mercury retrograde. Now, because the first eclipse was dealing with relationships, love, money, balance, and things of that nature, because it was controlled by Venus and it happened within Libra, we're going to see a lot of relationship things. Now, I also think that this particular Mercury retrograde is going to bring up a lot of internal conversations for us as well. We're really going to be looking at, talking about, and examining our patterns, the actions that we took within these situations, and we could suddenly have a very different take about our actions. Also, the actions of others, but this feels a lot more internal to me. So if you have been riding high on your valiant horse of I did nothing wrong, I think that might change soon enough, as that, you know, anger, we all get angry in these situations and then we kind of ride high on that for a little bit. But eventually that anger wears off, and then what you're left with is a space where you have to really examine what happened. This Mercury retrograde in particular is going to be amplifying that. Now, I also get a strong feeling there's going to be a lot of conversations taking place. Now, I really do think and believe and feel that within these conversations, especially the ones you're having with past situations, past stories, past people, there's going to be a lot of healing that's really going to be offered to both of you. Now, where you take that healing, guys, from that point on is totally up to you. If you're just like, okay, we've healed this, let's, you know, let's not hate each other anymore. Or, okay, we've healed this, let's fall in love all over again. Or, okay, we healed this, I take my job back now, or whatever, right? Where you take it, totally up to you, and trust your gut at that time. But there's a lot of opportunity here to sort of examine patterns, examine how they're impacting our lives and our relationships. And then from there, have these conversations that could potentially be fairly enlightening. I also wouldn't be surprised if you or others found yourselves reaching out to sort of explain your sort of epiphany about perhaps your actions from back when. Also on Monday, the moon, which controls our emotions, will sextile Mars and Saturn, helping positive emotional actions to be taken and emotional structures to be built or repaired. All right, my kittens, Tuesday, April 2nd. And first up, Mercury, and this is his first aspect since he's gone retrograde, will come to semi-sextile Venus, the ruler of love and money. So this is a minor positive aspect, guys. And when I plug into it, it feels like we are having conversations with others about love and money matters. Now, because Mercury is retrograde, this could be your first knock at the door from a past situation involving love or money for sure. This feels like negotiating to me, right? So this is where the conversation starts. Like, oh, hey, you know, maybe we want you back at this employment opportunity. Or, oh, hey, I know we kind of ended on bad terms. Should we talk about this? So for some of you, you could see the past coming back now, as I just said, as Mercury is spinning backwards and you're trying to figure out how you want to proceed forward, or potentially if you want to proceed forward at all. Others of you aren't dealing with the past will see positive conversations taking place about how to push things forward. This could also bring in great and exciting news at this time. You could be taking a trip or finding out somebody cares about you, get a job offer, things of that nature. Also on the second, the sun, which controls the fundamentals of us and our lives, will come to semi-sextile Saturn, the ruler of structure, karma, and teaching. Saturn is the great builder, guys. So with this energy in play, and most likely this is going to be about whatever Mercury to Venus just brought up for you, we are either talking about building something or building something at this time, or rebuilding. This should be a pretty big deal, guys, since the sun is involved. It's going to be something that's important. It's not going to be like, oh, should we take that weekend trip to the Hamptons? Or no, it's not going to be that. This is going to be something a wee bit more fundamental. And again, remember, this is a semi-sextile, so we're just talking about the steps or laying the initial bricks. This could also be an offer of some kind as well. When I plug into this one, guys, it feels like a deal is being struck on some level and on some topic. This could also be the merging of something or within our lives or like on our public or professional lives, something like that. It could also be, oh, I already said this. I always like interject thoughts and then I don't bother to see that I actually did write it. That's me if you've ever had a conversation with me. It could also be a rebuild of something. It's an interesting energy, guys. It doesn't feel super straightforward. And what I mean by that is I think that for a lot of us out there, this will be an unusual situation or something that we might be a little on the fence about, but will feel the need to push forward and explore the options of, again, building or rebuilding. Moon will trine Jupiter and Uranus, helping us to get some good luck and changes to be happening within emotional structures. Moon will then square off with Mercury, which could see some difficult, hard, or uncomfortable news or conversations rolling in. Later in the evening, Moon will sextile Neptune and Venus, and that could very well see an emotional dream coming true around a love or money matter. All right, kiddos, let's move on. Moving on up to Wednesday the 3rd. I can't sing. Don't ever ask me to do that. Moving on, Wednesday the 3rd. And oh boy, it's going to be a big day. First up, Sun comes to have a minor positive aspect with Pluto, the ruler of the unseen. So to me, this feels like it's something like really great is getting revealed. It should be, since this is a semi-positive aspect. This really could be about any topic, but when I plug into it, it mostly feels like an amazing exposure or an amazing opportunity. Some kind of offer or something is put on the table, something like that. This could also feel like it's coming out of left field. Next up, on the 3rd, Mars, the ruler of action, is coming to have a minor positive aspect with Uranus, the ruler of change, surprise, and explosions. This is for sure going to be tied to the Sun to Pluto, whatever that brought up, I'm willing to bet. This should see actions taken that could very well change a situation in a big way. This feels like a commitment energy to me, or it could also be that someone or you is making a 180-degree shift here on this topic or situation. Okay, guys, the star aspect of the week, which is also happening on the 3rd. As I said, it's going to be a big day. And, you know, I'm not really sure which way this is going to go for you guys. Venus, she's just involved in everything. Venus, the ruler of love and money, comes to conjunct Neptune, the ruler of dreams, illusions, and delusions, as well as our perceptions. So, right out of the gate, I'm sure many of you will have some pretty wild dreams the night before. Now, for those of you that don't know what a conjunction is, it's when two bodies are at the same degree in the same sign. And in this case, they're at 0 degrees in Pisces. Now, as I always say, but we'll remind you, I think conjunctions are wild card aspects. A lot of astrologers think they're positive partnerships. I don't think that. I think they can be for some people. But I think there's a flip side to it. I think they're really sort of like, they don't go either way, right? They're not good or evil. So a few weeks ago, we had a Venus conjunct Chiron, which most astrologers thought would be a nice healing aspect. But most people experienced a lot of heartache that week, right? That was the 2 weeks ago, including myself. So that's why I always say it really can go either way. Venus conjunct Chiron should have been healing, and I think it was for a lot of people, but a lot of people, like I said, including me, experienced a whole bunch of heartbreak that week. So guys, this could be a dream coming true around a love or money matter, or this could be a nightmare coming true around a love or money matter. It just could, guys. I'm sorry. It's better to know than not know. However this hits for you, it's really going to depend on the relationships between the two planets within your birth chart. And obviously, I can't tell you what that is because, you know, I can't look at hundreds and hundreds of people's birth charts. But basically, guys, it could go either way. Some of you could be really see a love or money dream coming true in the biggest of ways. And if that's the way it goes for you, it's going to be huge. This could elevate your life to the next level as a massive new chapter begins. Others of you might see the roof coming down around a love or money matter as facts are revealed and the first domino falls, starting a chain reaction within a situation. It's a wild card, guys, and who knows where the chips might fall. Practical use in that, guys. My best advice, I don't have much for that, but conjunctions are really, I'm sorry, I cannot tell you how it's going to go because everyone is going to hit everyone differently. Just be open, okay? Do not approach Wednesday the 3rd with dread. Don't assume you know how a situation's gonna go. Some of you might already be listening to this and be like, oh, I bet I know what that's about. Okay, great. So just be prepared, just be ready that the situation could go either way. And I also think that that's an amazing opportunity. And the first thing you need to do is ask yourself how you want the situation to go. Because it starts there, guys. How do you value the situation? Is this situation that you've been involved in or were involved in, because the past is up for us now, does it represent accurately how you value yourself? You cannot love something. You know, RuPaul always says, how are you going to love yourself or how are you going to love other people if you don't love yourself? Great. And I agree with that. She's amazing. I think there's a step before that, though. You can't love something that you don't value, okay? So if you don't value yourself, how can you love yourself? And if you don't value that person or situation that you're either involved in or were involved in, then how can you possibly ever love it appropriately? So it's really about looking at your value, how you see your value, and if that situation represents how you see your value. Because I will include myself in this, we all need to take a look at our lives and the situations we're involved in, the people that we're involved with, the relationships we're involved in, and even the events that we attend. And take a look and see how those things that you do represent the value that you see yourself as, right? Because they do, right? If you're hanging out with a whole bunch of trash bags, that's probably how you value yourself. If you're spending all your time on the weekends partying, getting drunk, or doing drugs, that probably speaks to how you internally value yourself. If you're constantly in relationships with people that do shitty things to you, you probably value yourself equally as shitty and only deserving of those things. So start there, guys. Start with how you value yourself, how you value that situation, and do those two things line up, right? If I'm involved in this situation, does it reflect back to me how I actually value myself? Then decide how you want that situation to go. If you are aware of what you think this might be coming for you on Wednesday, on or around Wednesday, because all aspects are a few days before and after. And then from there, you'll have a solid base. You'll have a solid foundation as to how you should approach this. If you go into this like, oh, I don't know, and Marcus said, just be open. Like, great, yeah, sure, okay, but you have to have some sort of a base, some sort of a foundation to stand on. So ask yourself those questions, take stock in your life and the things that you're involved in, and then compare how the things you're involved in equate to the value of yourself. And also, you might see how you value yourself by looking at the things you're involved in within your life. You might take a look at the things, the situations, the people, the events, and say, oof, maybe, because these are the things that I'm consistently involving myself in, maybe I do need to take a look at how I value myself. Are you constantly looking for validation in sexual encounters with people? Because that might speak to how you value yourself. I used to do that all the time, guys. I used to, like, you know, no slut shaming whatsoever. I promise you, I'm all for it. Like, live your lives. But it matters why you're doing it. Are you doing it to fill a void? Are you doing it to get affirmation and validation that you're desired and wanted by people? Because if that's why you're doing it, you're looking for value outside of yourself. And you're never, I repeat, never going to find it there. Ever, 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 ever. And all that's going to do, bouncing from bed to bed or relationship to relationship or whatever to whatever or party to party, all that's ever going to do is fill your void with nothing, nothing. You have to find your value inside first. And once you do that, once you truly understand your value, your desirability, your intelligence, your missability factor, you are going to see, watch, and be amazed at how your life changes. This really kind of turned into a preach and a special episode. Woo! None of this is written down, guys. So this just came from the heart. And this just came from me talking to you. Because you know what? I don't know the tons of people that listen to this podcast, which I am grateful to all of you. And I feel, you know, very energetically aware of all of you. And I am so incredibly grateful for all of you. But regardless of not actually knowing you guys individually, I do care about you. That's why I do this podcast. I don't get paid for this. There's no commercials here. This does not generate income for me. This is solely my way of helping, at least trying to help, because I do care about people that I don't even know about. I do believe we must speak to each other and come closer together as a community and give a shit about each other and give a shit about the way we treat each other, right? Because again, how you treat other people is also a direct value or a direct assessment of how you value yourself. So, wow. All right. Well, I guess let's move on with the podcast. All right. Well, that was fun, wasn't it? Let's move on, shall we? Okay, guys. Thursday, April 4th, and whoop, the wild card vibes continue as the sun, which controls the fundamental things within our lives, comes... Oh, God, I forgot about this! comes to conjunct... the north node of fate. All right, so we all know what conjunctions are because we literally just talked about it, and it's exactly what sparked my rant that I just went on. So first off, I think for a lot of us out there, this conjunction will have a lot to do with whatever the Venus conjunction came to Neptune brought up. But it for sure could be about something totally different, guys. So that's not a for sure promise on my part. That said, this one is big, guys. It's really big. It's even bigger than the Venus conjunct Neptune. Something fundamental is either happening or, frankly, it's not happening, right? It's one or the other. Conjunctions are wild cards. And because it's the sun and the north node, you're either in or you are out, whichever you are. And it's for good. This is serious, guys. The sun, which is the fundamental, and the north node, which is the node of fate and new beginnings and bringing things in, conjuncting in Aries, a fire sign? Oh my Lord and mercy. This is big. These could be things like engagements, getting married, finding out you're pregnant, falling in love, a career move, a move to a new city. I also get a feeling that some of you could see the past coming back in a really, really major way. It's something and it's big. Whatever this aspect brings in, it's going to change something in a fundamental way. Or it's going to end something in a fundamental way. Truthfully, when I plug into this, I do feel for most of us, this should be exciting and good. I really do. But not for everyone, but I really think for most of us. But like I always say, conjunctions are wild card vibes, guys, and it could go either way. So just rewind and listen to my rant. First, decide how you value yourself, and then decide how you value that situation, person, relationship, whatever that's going to come up. And if you know what you think this is going to be about ahead of time, start the thinking now. Also on the 4th or the 5th, depending on where you are in the world, Venus, the ruler of love and money, is moving out of Pisces and into Aries. And oh boy, is that going to bring some fire to Venus topics. Also, no offense to Aries, Venus don't like being inside you. So it's sort of considered the side of her detriment. So we will see people being a little extra right now, and also some incredibly fiery romances. And this can also be when people are willing to take some big risks on work stuff, money stuff, which is potentially not bad. Also, this is new beginning vibes as well around love and money matters, since Aries is the first sign of the zodiac. So it's kind of like love and money's new year, right? Fresh start. So you could see a fresh start in love or money matters, or you could see something new rolling in now and over the next few weeks while Venus remains in Aries. Okay, guys. All right, my babes, Friday the 5th, and we have a bit of a break with no major or minor aspects taking place. We do have the moon moving into Pisces, which could be or make for a bit of an emotional day. We also have the moon conjunct Mars, which could see us taking some interesting emotional actions. Again, conjunctions, wild card, right? Think before you act at this time, because once you do it, you can't undo it, right? That's sort of how actions work. All right, my loves, Saturday the 6th, and another big day with Mercury, the ruler of communication, coming to semi-square Mars, the ruler of action and the god of war. Them could be fighting words, my loves, as this minor stressed aspect could see fiery tongues a-flying. This could also be you finding out about some let's say, interesting actions that were taken. This energy can cause conflicts, guys, so think before you speak. I would expect people will be a bit fiery on the 6, so it's not a great day to push buttons. Also on the 6, we have another massive aspect as Venus, the ruler of love and money, comes to sextile Pluto, the ruler of the unseen, sex, death, rebirth, transformation, and so much more. This is a minor positive aspect, my babes, that should see a love or money matter transforming in some pretty major ways. This could also see big reveals on the love and money fronts, guys. Confessions of love, windfalls of money, situations transforming in major ways, you name it. I also get a feeling that some of you will be getting reveals that come out of nowhere, or at least it feels like it comes out of nowhere, but it's coming from somebody who's been thinking about this for a bit. I also believe that doors that have been closed will now suddenly creep open once again. There is something to this aspect, guys, that feels like a new chapter is beginning on a love or money matter. So get excited. All right, my babes, Sunday. Wait, was that Saturday? That was Saturday. I don't know where I am. Sunday, the 7th, and we have no major nor minor aspects. The moon is all over the place with some rather big moves. Moon will conjunct Neptune, which could see an emotional dream coming true or not. Conjunction, so much fun. Moon then moves into Aries, making us all a little extra spicy. Moon then sextiles Pluto and conjuncts Venus, making Sunday night an interesting night to say the least. No promises on that one, guys. All right, my loves. That is it for the major, minor, and emotional aspects of the week ahead. And, well, it's going to be an interesting week. I might even consider releasing this a little early, guys, so that I know you all have been going through it. I've been going through it, too. This past couple of weeks, past 2 weeks, have been pretty rough. And I think that, like, this stuff that's coming, it you know, it's wild card. This is a wild card week, guys. But maybe I'll see about getting it to you guys a little early. This week, we are squarely in between the South Node eclipse that just happened on the 25th and the approaching North Node eclipse that is happening on April 8th. Those two powerful energy fields collide this week with Earth's caught in the crossfires. Doors will be opening and closing so fast that you might have to stop and ask yourself, what the fuck just happened? And with Mercury choosing this week of all weeks to go retrograde, the past is back, and boy, oh boy, does it have something to say. Sudden reversals are fully on the table, my babes, as stories that ended are back up with new paths forward to present. Stories, both past, present, and current, will be heating up as the energies battle it out for what will move forward and what will come to an end. Faded moments arrive this week, my loves, as the path splits in very unexpected ways, presenting some interesting and perhaps even difficult choices that you will need to make. Matters of the heart are for sure up this coming days as flames burn hot and old flames spark again? Decision time will be arriving for many of us out there, guys, as we can't say yes to it all, and thus must pull the plug on certain situations. With Venus, Neptune, the Sun, and the North Node of Fate all having conjunctions this week, as well as the Moon several times, many of you could feel like your world is being turned upside down. We are in a moment, guys, and it's a big moment. A week where the energy of the South Node eclipse intercepts the energy of the North Node eclipse. It will truly be a fated week, one of fated endings and fated beginnings. But within this energy, fire, will be twists of fate that could very well change what you thought you knew and the path you thought you were traveling. When I really plug into the vibes of the week ahead, I do really feel that many of us out there will be having life or situation-defining moments. Within these moments, things are said, revealed, or challenged that will be changing the course we have been traveling. There could feel like there is a lack of clarity surrounding the days ahead as options are put on the table and you may feel confused about which way you need to travel. Moments like this are placed before us to challenge the way we do things, the way we think about things, and even the directions we are traveling. I get a feeling that for some of us out there, actually for a lot of us out there, what unfolds this week and next could mean you change directions in your life or in a fundamental situation in a very, very drastic way. The climax is coming, guys, in the build-up to the North Node eclipse. And what gets presented, revealed, or said this week could very well rock the boat in a big way. That's it for the week ahead, my loves. Cliffhanger. I do hope this helped. Thanks for listening. As always, I'm Sir Marcus Barrington. No, I'm not Sir Marcus Barrington. I'm just Marcus Barrington, and that is good enough. And this is Daily Astrology. Be kind, be honest, let's emote and evolve together today, tomorrow, and always. Have a great week, guys. And really just spend some time reviewing your life, reviewing your actions, reviewing your value. And I think you will see that how you value yourself, perhaps even subconsciously, right? You might not even be aware that you might be valuing yourself a little low. How you see yourself is definitely projected in the situations, people, and relationships and events that you are involved in. So give that some thought, guys. I believe in you. I always have. I always will. I always do. Love you guys, and I'll talk to you next week. Bye-bye.